In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This morning, I am going to use mainly Dr. Martin Luther to illustrate the importance of mission work. He writes a lot about it. Luther teaches that mission work is the best work. In his sermon, September 25, 1538, on Matthew 23:15, what he thinks of mission work. The very best of all words is that heathen have been led from idolatry to the knowledge of God. Luther made, as we all know, a hymn for mission success. Unfortunately, I couldn't find it from your new hymn book. Thirdly, the main drives a Christian to do faithful mission work. When a Christian begins to know Christ as his Lord and Savior, who has redeemed him from death and is brought into his dominion and heritage, his heart is thoroughly permeated by God. Then he would like to help everybody attain this blessedness. For he has no greater joy than the treasured knowledge of Christ. So he begins to teach and exhort others, confesses and comments his blessedness before everybody, and sighs and prays that they too may come to his grace. He has a restless spirit while enjoying rest supreme, that is, God's grace and peace. Therefore, he cannot be quiet or idle, but is forever struggling and striving with all his powers as one living only to spread God's honor and praise farther among men, to cause others also to receive the Spirit of grace and through it also to help him pray. I believed, therefore have I spoken. This noble word brings with it a great hunger and an insatiable thirst, so that we could not be satisfied even though many thousands of people believe on it. But we wish that no one should be without it. This thirst ever strive for more and does not rest. It moves us to speak, as David says, I believe, therefore have I spoken, Psalm 116. And we have, says St. Paul, 2 Corinthians 4, the same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak, until if this were possible, we have made and merged everyone into one spiritual body with us. Christians, itinerant missionaries, God is wont to deal so with his own that he does not let them to stay alone at one place. He rushes them here and there, not merely for their own sakes, so that their faith be tested, but also for the benefit of other people. For Abraham could, of course, not remain silent. Nor was it fitting that he should not preach to the people about the grace of God. God drove him into Egypt by hunger, that he might do some good there too. and enlighten some with the true knowledge of God. This he no doubt did, for it is impossible for one to associate with people without revealing what serves the soul's salvation. Mission work is Christ-like. The Lord wants us to say, "You have received enough from me, peace and joy and everything you ought to have. Personally, you need no more. Therefore, work now. Look at what I have done and imitate it. My Father has sent me into a world for your sake alone, in order to help you, not to benefit myself. This I have done, I have died for you, I have given you all I am and have. Therefore, you should think and act in like manner. Henceforth, spend your life serving and helping everyone. Otherwise, you would have nothing to do on earth. For through faith, you have enough of everything. Therefore, I sent you into a world as my Father has sent me, that is, that every Christian may instruct and teach his fellow man also to come to Christ. A work that never ends. In these New Testament times, there is always a lack of Christians. There never are enough of them. Therefore, we must not stop inviting guests to partake to this Paschal Lamb. But we must keep on preaching. We must also go to those to whom Christ has hitherto not been proclaimed. We must teach the people who have not known Christ, so that they too may be brought to the spiritual kingdom of Christ. Go tell others. After we have learned to know God in His Son and have received the forgiveness of sins and the Holy Spirit, who endures hearts with joy and with a peace of soul, by which the look with contempt on sins and death. What remains to be done? Go and do not be silent. You are not the only one to be saved. The remaining multitude of men should also be preserved. Save yourselves. Go save others. Nothing but faith is needed to be saved, to give God the honor to Him and to accept Him as my God, confessing that He is just, true, and merciful. Such faith sets us free from sin and all evil. If I have thus given God His true, I live the rest of my life for benefit of my neighbor, to serve and to help him. The greatest work that follows from faith is that with my mouth I confess Christ, sealing that confession with my blood, and it is so to be, laying down my life for it. Not that God needs this work, but I am to do it, that my faith may thereby be proved and known, that others may likewise be brought to life, that other works follow. They must all be directed towards serving my neighbor. We still live in order to serve others. We live on earth for no other purpose than to help to others, to be helpful to others. Otherwise, it would be best for God to take away our breath and let us die as soon as we are baptized and have begun to believe. But he lets us live here in order that we may lead other people to believe, doing for them what he has done for us. Luther emphasized the importance of baptism in the mission work. By baptismal grace, God covers the sin that remains. Because of this, God will not count against him the impurity which still clings to him. Hence he is pure, rather through the gracious imputation of God, that because of his own nature, as the prophet says in Psalm 32, blessed is he whose transgressions is forgiven. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord impute not iniquity. And in those spirit there is no guile. This faith is supremely necessary, for it is the ground of all comfort. He who does not have this faith must despair in his sins, for the sin which remains after baptism causes all good works to be impure before God. In consequence, we must hold boldly and fearfully to our baptism, oppose all sins and terrors of conscience with it, and humbly say, I know very well that I do not have a single work which is pure, but surely I am baptized. And through my baptism, God, who cannot lie, has bound himself not to count my sins against me, but to slay it and blot it out. Luther illustrated the value of sacraments in God's mission. Thus, the sacrament is a ford, for us a bridge, a door, a ship, and a litter, in which and by which we pass from the world into eternal life. Therefore, everything depends on faith. He who does not believe is like one who must cross the sea, but is too timid that he does not trust the ship. Therefore, he must remain behind and can never be saved. For he will not embark to cross over. This reluctance is caused by man's dependence on the senses and by an untried faith which finds the passage across the Jordan of death hard work. Moreover, the devil also fiercely helps to make it so. Luther emphasized the word. If you omit the word, baptism is simply water, and the Lord's Supper is bread. For the word is a kernel of a sacrament. The wholeness of a St. Peter makes no sacrament, nor to the materials, only the word does. As, for instance, I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. When the word comes to the element, it becomes a sacrament, and then baptism is a washing of regeneration, like Titus 3:5 tells us. Otherwise, if the word is not there, bread remains mere bread, and the water is water. But when the word is added, which says, this bread is my body, and the cup is my blood, again, These two in remembrance of me, then it is a sacrament. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, what does this mean for us as seminarians? The one sieve and a special instrumentally which God has instituted as a means by which the kingdom of Christ is to be perpetuated and extended is in the world, is the preaching of the gospel by us, by rightly qualified and ordained ministries to be. This duty arises from the fact that the church alone under God can provide herself with a ministry, that if she fails to thus provide for herself, she will necessarily be without a ministry. And then she is very poor to accomplish Christ's last command in our text. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.